When Influential Trouble Comes in Waves by Meg Booker, read by Leah Martin. Today's Bible verse is Deuteronomy 13:13. Troublemakers have arisen among you and have led the people of their town astray. Much like hard times comes in seasons, trouble comes in waves. The tricky part about determining a bad influence is weeding out our assumptions. We may tend to honor older people as wiser, louder people as deserving of our ear, younger people as having nothing to add to our experience, and so on, and so on. We all kind of jockey around for position in this life, don't we? And when it gets turned on its head, it makes us feel uncomfortable and confused. It often blindsides us and sometimes traps us. Before we allow our lives to be swayed, it's wise to determine the direction of the waves. Captains on the sea navigate shallow water choppiness and oncoming rollers differently. So should we expect to handle, recognize, or navigate trouble. Here's the dictionary.com definition of a troublemaker: a person who causes difficulties, distress, worry, etc. for others, especially one who does so habitually as a matter of malice. Remember, trouble doesn't always announce itself. Quite the opposite, it often looks appealing and sounds very convincing. Today's verse takes us back to a time in the Old Testament when God's people were being warned of troublemakers, those that attempted to pry people away, maliciously or not, from God. Troublemaker, translated to worthless in the New American Standard Bible, is taken from the Hebrew word Belial, which means worthlessness, worthless, good for nothing, unprofitable, base fellow, wicked, ruin, destruction. What happens when trouble is permitted to seep through a leaky crack? As the definition above states, destruction. Just because we didn't realize trouble when we followed it doesn't mean we're not liable for what we do under its influence. Walking with Christ allows us to double-check for trouble, including a scan of our own thoughts and intentions. Jesus died to open the floodgates for forgiveness in an extension of God's grace. When we know Him, the Spirit stirs us to warn us, nudge us, and protect us. But we have to be listening to heed the warning. We have to be in the Word and in prayerful conversation with Him. When we let go of His hand, we leave space for trouble to cause trouble. NIV Study Bible Notes says that later this word, Belial in Hebrew, was used as a name for Satan. 2 Corinthians 6:15, Greek Beliar, a variant of Belial, who is the personification of wickedness and lawlessness. Wickedness and lawlessness. That's not what I want creeping in the back door of my awareness. But it does, and He will, take every advantage of our thrown down guard, our relationships, and every weakness He can get His hands on in order to trample and ruin as much as He can. As followers of Christ, it's wise to be very wary of who we entertain and encourage. Pray about everything, and that's how we'll know what to do. Let's pray. Father, praise You for alerting us to danger, to trouble. Thank You for Jesus, that we may receive Your guidance in conversation through the gift of Your Holy Spirit. We confess we've let trouble sneak up on us on account of our lack of listening skills. Please bless us to make time for You and Your Word so that we can hear you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
It's a crazy world out there, moms and dads. I'm Catherine Seegers, host of Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com.